Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I would like to cover some gardening news and cover all the upcoming events coming to McPherson County, like today's pre-plant wheat school and the McPherson County Farmers Market, which is open each Saturday from 8 till noon right here on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, with September coming and September being Food Safety Educational Month, it's important to remind everyone about safety at the dinner table. Here's some tips. Keep raw meat separated from everything else. Put meat in a separate bag during transportation, as well as home. Use a separate plate to serve cooked meats. Use separate utensils for foods when you're cooking. And also, keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. The temperature danger zone for foods is between 40 and 140 degrees. For outdoor parties, this means bringing lots of ice and perhaps multiple coolers. Clean hands are also key to food safety. Whether it's cooking in the home kitchen or in the middle of the parking lot during a fall tailgate party, one tried and true food safety step can keep you safe. And that is, wash your hands. It's the number one defense against foodborne illness because your hands can hold a lot of germs and dirt, even under your fingernails. Hands can and do pick up bacteria during daily routines, including gardening, taking out the trash, driving, playing with pets, and other activities. When you're preparing food, wash your hands more than once. It only takes 20 seconds with soap and water to ensure food safety. In my garden news, I've been asked how to increase bloom production of peonies. While dividing peonies is not necessary for long-term growth, doing so can increase the bloom production, reduce disease, and provide more peony plants for the garden. If you choose to divide your peonies, it needs to be done this time of year. When dividing peonies, one should cut the stems just above the soil surface. Next, dig up the entire root system and remove soil from the roots. Divide the root clump into small sections using a sharp knife, but ensure that each section has 3 to 5 buds as well as healthy roots. The planting location should receive sunlight at least half of the day. Dig a hole large enough to fit the roots of the divided peonies so that the roots will be covered by 1 to 2 inches of soil. If the plants are buried too deep, they may not flower. After planting, water thoroughly. Space dwarf peonies at least 2 feet apart and the standard peonies 4 feet apart. To protect the newly divided peonies in cold weather, add a layer of straw, leaves or compost after the soil freezes. I hope these tips will help you better enjoy your peonies next spring. It may take a couple of years for the divided plants to return to full bloom productivity. In other garden news, I have received several inquiries associated with large wasps flying around the landscapes and gardens. These large wasps are the eastern cicada killer. Cicada killer adults are approximately 2 inches long and have black and yellow band marks on their abdomen. The head and the transparent wings are red-brown. Cicada killers are intimidating when seen, but are not social like the yellow jackets. They dig a 6 to 10 inch burrow in the ground where only the female can sting an adult cicada to immobilize it. Then it transfers them back to the burrow as a food source for the larvae. Remember, these are not killer hornets, and usually they do not bother you when left alone. And now for my extension news. Plan now to attend tonight's annual McPherson County Pre-Plant Wheat School. This year, we again have a meal starting at 6:30 in Hess Hall at the First United Methodist Church at 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. Bring all your questions for the 3 K-State specialists to answer as they report on the best wheat varieties, wheat planting information, and disease pressures farmers face right here in McPherson County. Call the office today to RSVP. Again, this is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.